Drupal Voices is a series of interviews with people contributing to the Drupal community. Brought to you by Lullabot Consulting. Whether you need technical architecture, developer support, optimization and analysis, on-site training, or just general guidance for your Drupal project, Lullabot has led many of the largest Drupal projects in the world. Visit lullabot.com or call 877-LULLABOT to find out how we can help you with your next project.
My name is Muid Ahmed, and I had the new media department at Al Jazeera. And as a new media department, we've been around for nearly 4 years now in Al Jazeera. And we look at most of the new technologies and products, and we divide it into three teams in new media. One looks at internet platforms and solutions, the other one's looking at mobile specifically, and the third is looking at the social web, includes into a sort of contribution and so on as well from communities. So, you know, my relationship with Drupal's been on for like maybe 4 or 5 years, where I started playing with, I think, Drupal 4.6, you know, for some hobby sites that I've been running. But very early on, I sort of realized, you know, the power of the community and the platform itself as a framework. And as we formed new media, and I was looking at the challenges we were facing with the existing CMSs and anything which was public-facing for Al Jazeera, I noticed, like, it's not something that's going to work in the long run. In Al Jazeera, we have two main big websites. One is the Arabic website for the news channel, and the other one's the English one. And one is running on a proprietary system outsourced to a local company built on the .NET Microsoft framework, and the other one's an in-house built CMS also on the .NET framework. And I think both of them have had their pros and cons, and they've had their highs in terms of when it was relevant and good to have done that way. But I think their eras have passed. The in-house development, for example, which was the later of the two CMS decisions that we'd made, which was to bring it in-house for the English website, did fantastically well about 3 years back when we did it, because we saved a lot of cost, in-house competency, you know, so we were able to generate that. But now it's just, we're always behind. You know, there's a lot of new things that we want to do, particularly given the recent crises that have been in the region. It was very starkly clear that, you know, you could not, on the English website, on the main site, do many things that you would have wanted to do. So what we did is, about 2 years back, we launched our blogs for the English website on Drupal. And that was sort of my team trying to introduce Drupal into the company, you know, just as a small experimental site. So obviously we don't do the traffic like the main news website does. But nonetheless, it's a Drupal site, and the journalists get that exposure to Drupal as a CMS. And I think that's been very successful. So now when most of the crises have occurred, or when you've needed to do reporting in a way or cover something which requires more than just an article and an image gallery, Drupal seems to be on top. Like, you can do a lot more, a lot quicker. So for example, for the recent crisis, we needed a live blog. So immediately we just set up a new content type, and we had a blog, live blog up, and where you had 4 or 5 journalists collaborating on that live blog. And you could embed all sorts of stuff onto it, and that's what they wanted to do. They couldn't do that on the CMS easily. And, you know, also like the URL paths and so on, and, you know, having links and so on. So we could set that structure up very, very quickly. Now, 5-6 days, or actually maybe longer, maybe 10 days into the live blogging situation, because the crisis has been continuing for a while now, since end of Jan, we noticed that the solution we had made for the live blogging on Drupal, which was using just ECK and so on, was very quick. We did it very quickly. We didn't test it very, you know, like, we just set it up in a day. And we started seeing that it wasn't scaling well. Like, in fact, it was done in a very poor way, where we were taking essentially one text area, which was taking all the live blogs, and they were just additional lines, and they would actually edit the same thing and update it every single time. But anyway, so when we start realizing it's not going to scale, we just found a module. I think it's called, I forget the name. It's a live blogging module that one of the guys in the team found. We tested it within a day, I think a day and a half, and we put the module in, and it worked brilliantly. You could sort by ascending, descending, you know, it does AJAX calls, so it, you know, refreshes automatically, you know, all the things you'd expect from a live blog, and it was brilliant. And I think the journalists were really happy once we introduced that new module, and I think it shows in essence like what's possible with Drupal. I mean, this time it was a live blog, next time it's going to be something else. And you need to be able to do these things very, very quickly in a media environment, where, you know, situations on the ground are changing very quickly, and the way you want to cover them is going to change quickly. Sometimes you need to you know, we want to mobilize a lot of these things, being able to throw out XML, you know, versions of, you know, whatever fees you're generating is very important. If I go to my IT department and ask them, okay, on the .NET, you know, in-house CMS, it honestly takes forever sometimes to just get something very basic, because they have to, you know, write new code for it, and then they need to test it. It goes into the priorities list, which are already defined from before. So, you know, everything goes in a cycle, and it's difficult to manage in the environment that we work in.
And Benjamin Doherty, Bang Pound, was telling me that he was talking to you in that the culture of the Middle East and the region is that Microsoft is seen as sort of like the trusted source, and that like open source is sort of like the outsider and not necessarily as secure. So maybe talk about some of the challenges you face in terms of like selling open source to your company at Al Jazeera.
Yeah, so that's a major challenge, is the mindset of the region, because Microsoft made inroads into the region very early on. Obviously, they've been there for decades. I mean, it's an old company as well. So, I mean, everybody's used to Microsoft over there. And then the talent pools, consequently, is all Microsoft-based as well. And they have a huge certification program. It's easy to go get a certification and become a Microsoft, you know, .NET certified developer or sysadmin and so on. So all the whole talent pool is Microsoft in the region. But also it comes with the perceptions of open source. Like, you know, so when you have a discussion with somebody and say, oh, you know, we're proposing open source for this project, people go, oh, but open source, you know, that means it's not secure. I'm like, what do you mean it's not secure? They're like, if it's open source, anybody can see the code and they can find the holes in it and they can exploit them. I'm like, no, that actually means that everybody can see it and they can fix it much more quickly. So, you know, it has to be more secure. And it's running, like, as Dries was saying, over, you know, more than 1% of the whole web. So it must mean that it's like going through a fairly rigorous process. But it's that sort of mindset and that perception that open source is generally bad, I think, is very prevalent. But so my team and, you know, a number of other companies within the region, they're trying to sort of break that mold for open source and, you know, be able to change that adoption. Like, because at the moment, everybody thinks .NET. Nobody thinks outside of that box. But I think that needs to happen. And one of the biggest challenges, obviously, is the talent pool, because the talent pool, even for Drupal, and everybody recognizes it even here, is very small. And it's a challenge for most of the bigger companies. So for us, obviously, now being remote, in terms of we're based out of Doha, it's even a bigger challenge. And 2011 is going to be, in, I think, a huge year for Drupal within Al Jazeera. Blogs was a successful experiment. Editorially, the journalists were happy. And, you know, as I was mentioning to you earlier, our IT department manager, we brought him along at DrupalCon this year and sort of give him an introduction to the community and also the people that are here so he can meet them, understand this concept better. And he's extremely impressed and he's been quite excited by the energy and the general ethics of the community. You know, you've been working in a corporate environment with Microsoft where everything's a business. You know, you can't talk to somebody without getting a bill at the end of it. And, you know, the culture of helping somebody for the sake of helping or just for the sake of making good, like, software. I mean, that necessarily does not exist in the corporate environment, unfortunately. So, you know, for him to be exposed to all of that, and I think also the other people in the region, as they get exposed to it, I think they're going to definitely get attracted. So I think that, for me, this DrupalCon was a definite success in that regard. And when we go back, we're having a number of new initiatives that are going to be running on Drupal. So, as I was mentioning to you, we are already running the blogs for the English website on Drupal. We also launched a Arabic social user contribution site, which ran really successful during the Tunisian and the Egyptian crises in Libya as well, where we got a lot of the users submitted video and images from the ground using it. And that was built on Drupal, and it's an Arabic interface. The whole thing is, you know, essentially in Arabic. It's called shadik.alzir.net. And I think last month I heard it won some sort of an award as well for the region. So those two are running Drupal. And then this year we're launching a new Turkish channel based out of Istanbul, Turkey. So it's going to be a TV channel and it's going to have a news website. So that's going to be running Drupal because that's being managed by my department. So anything new, essentially, my department, new media, we look at it. And then we're launching another one in the Balkans region based out of Bosnia. So that's going to be a TV channel. It's going to have a news website. That's going to be running Drupal as well. So those two definitely, and then we're looking at other languages as well. So all of these new initiatives are going to be essentially running Drupal. So there's going to be a huge need within Al Jazeera for Drupal talent. And, you know, that's one of my objectives of coming to DrupalCon, to be able to find and meet people who are interested. Obviously, one of the bigger challenges is getting people to relocate to somewhere which is so far away from, you know, the States or Europe. But I'm hoping, you know, like the sunny beaches and so on will attract people, and the fact that they'll be having a chance to work in a very dynamic environment at Al Jazeera, which is, I think, as the events, recent events have shown, is fulfilling a very desperately needed part in disseminating information and really truly reporting on crises and world events in the world.
Yeah, I should say that just when all this stuff was happening in Egypt, I think that the live stream from the English Al Jazeera was kind of like the eyes and the ears for the English-speaking world. I know a lot of my people that I follow on Twitter were kind of like watching intently what was happening with that. And there's been a lot of talk about like the Facebook being a critical part of the organizing and the Twitter being also a critical component of the communications and the organizing, the YouTube and the videos. But I think like this is new to me that Drupal was also playing a part of serving Al Jazeera, which I think Al Jazeera was also helping reporting and just sort of getting the news out there and kind of disseminating it to a much larger audience to be able to watch what was happening. So like, what are the types of things do you see that Drupal could help Al Jazeera and covering these news and this revolution that's happening?
I think essentially what we're doing, as I was mentioning, is we're trying to change the base of, you know, how we work on the web. And being agile is one of the most key parts to it, because you don't know what's going to come up next. I mean, perhaps Al Jazeera could have predicted, you know, what's going to happen in Tunisia and subsequently Egypt and so on. Like, maybe we were there a lot before other news organizations, but still, like, it's not something that you can sort of plan for, that how things are going to change or how even trends will change and how people consume news, you know, because, you know, people, like, the use of Twitter for media, I mean, has dramatically changed how people produce and consume news. Again, live blogging. I mean, actually our first experiment with live blogging sort of, or we call it like micro-reporting, was during the Gaza war in 2009, where like we had like our different reporters, you know, essentially tweeting from the area, from Gaza and from Israel. And we would take that and we would tweet it out, and we had been plugging it back into the website. And what we found at that time was that sort of format became the fourth most visited page on our English website after the front page, the Middle East page. And, you know, so it's just something that everybody likes. So perhaps in a way, you know, like live blogs is an extension to that, where you're getting very quick micro reports. So what Drupal allows us to do is essentially being a framework which is very flexible, and you can very rapidly, you know, find stuff, functionality for it, and deploy it is very important. And I think it's, as it is, like if we can change our base, so, you know, as one of the things we're considering at this point is moving our English website off of the .NET in-house CMS as I was discussing with you earlier, over to Drupal. Now that's like one of our bigger trafficked, highly trafficked websites. That would be huge, because then we can do a lot of things that we wanted to do on it, which we would have to do on the blogs platform earlier, which is sometimes is not, let's say, the natural place where it should be fitting. You'd be able to do that, you know, you'd be able to plug into a lot more of the third-party services, you know, like Discuss and other things for commenting, and, you know, like, which come very naturally to Drupal because of the way it's built, which is not so natural for something that's developed in-house, and they have to, you know, essentially take another few weeks to develop something very quick, you know, even if it's done on a high priority. So I think that's, and for us to be able to change our base onto Drupal, I think we need, obviously, access to talent. And so we've been here discussing with Acquia, with Lullabot as well, for training of our staff, with Phase 2 and Four Kitchens, and, you know, a number of the big players. And I'd like to be able to also speak to individuals who would be willing to relocate to the region, and at least for a six, you know, I tweeted this morning, I'm looking for people who can come for at least a 6-month or a 12-month contract, and help us through this phase of where, you know, setting stuff up.
Cool, that's very exciting, and, you know, a huge opportunity for any Drupal developers who want to go to, is it Doha?
It's Doha, it's right next to Dubai, as most people here were like, where's Doha, you know? But it's right next to Dubai. It's, you know, generally it's quite hot. Winters are lovely, it's about 25, 30 Celsius at the moment. Lots of palm trees and so on. So it's generally all around good. I mean, but it's something you'd have to obviously research, and we can chat about it. But I think it's a fantastic opportunity, I think. And also you'll get to work with some really exciting people in a newsroom which is absolutely plugged into what's happening in the world. And the job that our journalists do, and that, you know, whom we support, cannot be overstated. In terms of, you know, our director general for Al Jazeera, he gave one of the opening speeches at TED this year, a couple of weeks back. And in his speech he said, with regards to Egypt, if the cameras had turned off, if the Al Jazeera cameras had turned off, there would have been genocide in Egypt, because what keeps most of these dictators and other people in power in check are the cameras that are on the ground. And social media plays a huge part of it. So for us to be able to assist these people and, you know, empower them to be able to do their job better, I think is essentially key. And I think if you feel strongly about that and passionate towards that goal as well, I think Al Jazeera would be a fantastic fit for, you know, any Drupal geek to come and join the team.
And finally, being here at DrupalCon, what are your sort of takeaways? I know you have many different goals of, you know, educating your IT director to the community, and but are there any specific like sessions or topics that you were like really looking into here at DrupalCon?
So as I was mentioning earlier, this is my third DrupalCon. So I was at Szeged, then I was at Paris, and this is my first one in the States. Previously, I've always attended the developer sort of tracks, and this is the first time I've attended the business track, which is looking at how Drupal stacks up against other enterprise level things, because, and I'm excited about that, because previously I thought, oh, who needs to discuss this, because we're never going to be able to change the main systems of Al Jazeera, it's just too big of a challenge. But now, I think we're at that stage, you know, 2-3 years down the line, I'm having discussions on how to switch, you know, main Al Jazeera websites onto Drupal. And so I need that sort of info, like how do other corporations and enterprises are doing it, and for me that's been amazing. Like I attended some of the, you know, Brian House's thing yesterday, Dries's keynote. Obviously, it had a fantastic breakfast with Dries yesterday morning, where he was describing his discussions with other enterprises who are our size or bigger even, and you know what discussions they had and what they needed to be able to tell their management to make these key decisions, which would help them switch over to Drupal, and that's been very beneficial for me. You know, obviously, looking toward the future, like, you know, as Dries was talking about mobile apps, you know, how Drupal needs to be able to cater for that. And that's a challenge that I deal with every, you know, like with most of my applications, because the way editorial and it works, like, you know, you need everything to be consistent. And at the moment, even with Drupal or, you know, with any other CMS, you're always having this inconsistency of content. If it's built for web, it's different. And if you're going to change something on the web, it doesn't necessarily reflect on your mobile devices. And for us as an enterprise, as, you know, somebody who has mobile apps or manages them, it's always a problem where, you know, you're switching stuff on the website, but then you have to do a separate work order to have your mobile device to be able to, you know, application to be able to reflect that change. And that's just a pain. And that's something that needs to go away. And so it's exciting to see like this thought around that. So I'm looking forward to how you guys tackle that problem.
Okay, well, great. Thanks.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.